Hi, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. So today I want to talk a little bit about, well, the concept of digital transformation. And first of all, digital transformation is a broad sweeping term. It really means more and less than people think it does. And the reason that I'm going on my diatribe is that I recently once again heard my all-time favorite statement, you know, we are in the information age. I struggle with that. I've built knowledge management systems and information systems for companies many times. And in doing so, I can honestly tell you that the hardest part of building knowledge management systems is not the building reality. Not all the information is there. The information lives in silos. So in fact, what I'm going to do is include in the links to this podcast. You'll find a link to an article I wrote that gives a little bit more depth about the various digital silos that most organizations have. Those digital silos are really the reason that organizations struggle with the concept of digital transformation. Because what digital transformation ultimately is the concept of moving information into the digital age from the analog age. And if you think about what the digital age represents, the digital age represents the ubiquitously connected internet, right? That's the be-all, end-all, right? Where I can literally go and connect to Apple TV, or I can watch my Apple movies, or I can download work documents, or I can interchange information with somebody at work, where I can get the information that I need to do my job quickly, where I can share that information back out. That's really the information age, not where we are today. Where we are today is really still the digital transformation age, and we're really struggling with the silos of information within organizations. And look, I'm not going to tell you right now that all silos should be destroyed, because there are silos that should remain. There are information silos that are useful. They protect us from ourselves, they protect us from stupid things, and they protect us from other people doing bad things. And so that's critical, right? I get that. I understand that. I'm not asking for, you know, all the silos of information, you know, throughout the world to be brought down like the Berlin Wall. That's not the goal. The reality is there are always going to be some information silos. The reality, however, of moving into the information age is there have to be fewer of those. That we have silos of information where it is critical, and that the rest of the information be readily available to people. But the other side of this, and the thing that concerns me, because I don't think people spend enough time thinking about this secondary problem, is that there are around 3 to 3.5 billion people on this planet that have limited access is still bad. And so if you think about their ability to function, 50% of the people, give or take, in the world today don't have access to the information in a way they can consume it effectively. So by definition, we can't be in the information age, because half the people of the world can't get to the information of the age. So, you know, we're more in the the dinosaur age of information, you know, the digital transformation age, where we're large plodding dinosaurs trying to break down our own silos that we created of information. We're not quite to the age yet where we are nimble little mammals that are going to survive the future future meteor that's going to hit the planet and, you know, break down the rest of the silos. But you know, we have to think about that, right? So I wrote a longer article. It's on Hub Pages. I posted it today. Wrote it over the weekend. So feel free to look at that. And as always, I truly appreciate that you listen to my podcast. Have a great week. And this is my last podcast of March. So I'll talk to you in April.